Hello, welcome to Jemima Views. Thank you for tuning in. If you're just tuning from the first time, thank you. I really appreciate this podcast encompasses my personal stories, pop culture, literally anything that I just feel like talking about. So today I'm going to be talking about a show that really resonated with me. And the name of the show is The BM. I really love this show because it's just tells us about the reality of some people, reality of life. Like, looking at The Bear, you think it's like a cooking show, it's just a show about cooking, but no. Like, we look at, like, as they are cooking, you could see their life, like the life of those chefs. Like, I've never watched a show that kept me on my toes like The Bear. Like, oh god. Let's get right into it. So this show is about Kami. He's a top chef. He was in New York, so he had to return back to Chicago where he was born and raised because his brother died. His brother committed suicide, and you could see that Kami was just running away from all the drama of his household. Like, I don't want to give out spoilers so that you guys can go and watch it, but Kami, like, part of the show that really resonated with me was season 2 was like a very, very deep dive. It took us into a very, very deep dive about Kami's family, the Bezeratos. Like, that family was fucked up, like mentally unstable. Like, you could see why Michael shot himself, because they never talked about their mental health. There was a time Kami's sister asked the mother, that was in season 2 episode 6, asked the mother if she was alright, and the mother had literally crashed the house, car crash, whatever she did. Like, you see why Kami left Chicago. Like, he wanted his life of his own, there to stay away from this drama. And Kami was constantly suffering from panic attack ever since he came back to Chicago. He was just always anxious, like, he was not sure of himself. And you could see in episode 6 of how Kami became Kami. Then we talk about the other characters. Richie really had a huge development in season 2. I really, really love how Richie just changed in season 2, especially the episode where he was taken he was an apprentice in a restaurant and he was learning etiquette and everything. Like, you could see you could see how Richie was ready to learn. Like, I cried in that episode because of Richie. I really, really cried. Then we talk about the whole show. It's like, it's really, really, really worth it. Like, if I want to talk about The Bear now, I'll just give a lot of spoilers, but The Bear is really, really a good show, and I feel like I'm so happy that I watched it. Like, if you are struggling with mental health, if you like have family drama, The Bear is like such a good show for you. It's very, very, very touching. Like, it's comedic, it's touching, it's everything, it encompasses everything. It just tells us that sometimes we have some issues, we have some demons, and we are not fighting it. It's like, we are not trying to fight that demons until it's become greater than what it is. That was like case of the Bezerato family, until Michael killed himself. None of them realized that they had demons in them. Like, The Bear. There is so many things I'll talk about. I don't know what to talk about now that I'm on my podcast. Another thing is there's this drama going on Twitter between Sydney is a character in the show also, and Kami. being in a platonic relationship or being in a, how to put it, sexual relationship. And I'm team sexual relationship because you could see the chemistry between these guys. Like, it's like they complete each other. Like, they can't do without each other. But some people are saying like they are not supposed to be together, they are just like platonic soulmates. Like, what the fuck is platonic soulmates? I don't believe that. I believe Sydney and Cammy are meant to be there, like half of half and you become one. That's how I see, like, it's perfect for each other. And what again about the beer? I talked about Richie's character development. Like, it was my favorite character this season. Like, I love the work he went through to become a good person, because Richie was an asshole in season one. Also, yeah, that's the major thing I want to talk about for the beer. I just want to, like, the beer, I just want to tell people that going through, they're fighting through demons, their inner demons, fighting it. I think you should talk to someone. I think you should seek help instead of locking it. If you are going through mental struggles, you have family drama that just pulling you back, I think you should talk to someone. Look for a way to fight it instead of you locking it up once it develops. Like, that's one major thing I learned from the beer. I also learned about communal living. Like, you can't walk alone, you need people. That's something I've realized. Like, you need relationships, like either platonic or anything you choose to call it. You just need relationship, you need people to survive. You can't do anything alone. It's not possible to do anything alone. And that's what I learned from the beer. And yeah, another thing is that I realized that about the weather, people fuck up. You should learn to forgive. Like I said in my last episode, you should learn to forgive sometimes. It just relieves you of the stress. That's one thing I learned from the beer, because if you don't give people a chance, who will give you a chance? Like, that's one thing. You should learn to forgive. You should focus on your mental health, and you should like seek help. You should seek guidance whenever you're going through shit. It's not easy to take the burden alone. It's not really easy. You need to seek help when you're going through shit. Seek help from people who are ready to help you, not just anybody. Like, I don't know what to say again about the beer. I just feel like, yeah, all should go and watch it. It's a very good show, and if I should give a rating to that show, I'm going to give that show 5 stars because it's so good. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.